On Wednesdays, we focus on the workplace, and today we'll look at the workplace for auto workers. In the first part of this year, Toyota sold more vehicles around the world than General Motors. That is a first, and it puts Toyota on pace to knock off GM as the world's biggest automaker. There are many reasons for GM's decline, but people who follow the auto industry say do not blame ordinary workers. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Back in the day, GM was no match for Toyota when it came to building cars fast. In 1998, it took GM workers an extra 10 hours to push a vehicle off the line. By 2005, General Motors had narrowed that gap to about an hour.
They have done everything they've been asked to do.
That's Jeff Leiker, author of The Toyota Way, a book on the company's legendary teamwork system. He says GM workers became more efficient in part because the company copied some of Toyota's techniques. Instead of the old system, where a worker had a single job, GM began using teams, where everyone pitched in doing different tasks to keep the line moving.
There'll be evidence of what they learned from Toyota in every factory in the world. One of the more advanced ones that I've seen is the Cadillac plant in Lansing, Michigan, where the quality and productivity are pretty close to Toyota's, and they claim better in some ways. The problem is, I've sometimes described it as just too little, too late.
Indeed. The company has designed many vehicles that consumers just didn't want to buy. That's damaged GM's image and cost thousands of workers their jobs.
Some of the plants that have the reputation for being the best in the quality of the workforce, the teamwork, doing all the things that management asked, are the ones that were selected to be closed.
Although GM workers are good, they're also very expensive, and that's put the company at a disadvantage. Because of their union contract, GM assembly workers make about $2 more an hour than Toyota's, and health care, especially for retirees, is staggering. For instance, GM spends over $1,600 in health care per vehicle in North America, while Toyota, which has few retirees here, spends under $300 per vehicle. GM can't pass health care costs on to customers, so it sells some cars at a big loss. Sean McClendon is an analyst with the Center for Automotive Research in Ann Arbor.
They haven't made money on a passenger car since the mid-1980s.
Take the Chevy Cobalt, a brightly colored compact.
With a good load in it, it's priced to sell at $20,000-$21,000. They've been mostly selling them at $13,000, $14,000. You know, they're losing $2,000 or $3,000 a vehicle.
GM has cut health care costs. And when contract negotiations begin this summer with the United Auto Workers, McClendon expects GM to ask for more concessions from its hourly workers.
Right now, the big three owe $118 billion. In future retiree health liabilities, for which they've set aside practically very little money. That's far more than the companies are worth, as you know. So on paper, the companies are completely and utterly bankrupt.
McClendon says if Toyota becomes number one this year, it will set a new standard for wages and benefits in the U.S. auto industry, and that will be considerably lower than what the United Auto Workers are used to. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.